Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This broadcast is going to be totally jam-packed with news, information, your calls. Former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson's popping in the last 30 minutes, presidential candidate, who was running TV and radio ads everywhere. Every time I turn the radio on, he's buying ads on this network, on Genesis. I hear it on every Clear Channel station. It's crazy. So I'm going to ask him how all that's going, and will he Ross Perot Rick Perry's clone, also known as Mitt Romney. So we're going to be discussing all of that today. Last night I am sitting there watching the debate. Just for some reason I decided to watch it. I usually read a transcript of the debates because it's such theater. It's so ridiculous. It's so canned that I just read a transcript. And then highlights, you know, we play on the show. But I watched the whole thing. And Obama looked totally arrogant and angry that he was being asked questions. My children all thought he was creepy, but they also thought Mitt Romney was creepy. And my wife said he's like a charming vampire. And that's what I've always said. Mitt Romney reminds me of Count Dracula. So in every way, I mean, it's like he could star as a head vampire in any movie. I mean, ask any casting director. Mitt Romney is, he is central casting Count Dracula. Now, that joke aside, within minutes, I tweeted, and you can go to Real Alex Jones, within 5 minutes of the debate starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, I was saying Obama is flat, Obama is out of gas, Obama is arrogant. And people are like, man, Alex, you never tweeted this much. I was tweeting every minute. I said, we're watching the absolute collapse of Obama if he doesn't come alive here. Because the American people, on average, don't really know about policies. They just go off of how your hair looks and how you act and are you confident. And he couldn't stand Mitt Romney staring at him the whole time. Because everybody walks around groveling to the president all day. You know, the senator of 4 years ago was confident, but not ultra, super, totally narcissistic and arrogant. Now everybody saw Obama. Can you imagine if Mitt Romney gets in, how arrogant he'll be in 4 years? So, again, if you go down deeper into my tweets at Real Alex Jones down there from last night, you'll see about 10 I sent out. And the first ones I sent out, I broke down. Yeah, it's more. It's down at the bottom right there. Yeah, go back up. Go back up. It's right there. It just says keep going up. Here, I'll just punch it up on screen right here. I'll just do it right here. I'll just go to Twitter right here, Real Alex Jones, and show people. You can punch this screen up. It says, watching the debate now, both men work for the same globalist. That was right as it started. And then a minute later, Obama is in trouble. He looks totally impotent. This is going to be big. Next one. Obama knows that when you raise taxes, it drops revenue. That's the plan. Romney needs to bring up you didn't build that if he wants to win, which he basically did. Wow, Romney just told the truth. He said raising taxes lowers revenue. I couldn't believe that. He was actually defending small businesses, too. Both men are puppets. This whole show is to make us think we have a choice. Last tweet tonight. This debate was a game changer for Romney. Too bad it's fake. I sent that out before it was even over. I sent that out the last few minutes of it. And then, well, I have even mainstream media and even all the liberals are in routed panic right now. Obama burned to the ground last night. He burned to the ground last night. But hey, it doesn't matter because Mitt Romney is run by the same people, and it gets worse. I agree with Sarah Palin. She said, watch them. They're gonna stage something. And you better bet your boots that's in the cards. We'll be right back with the real news, the big news. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us as we kick off another worldwide transmission. It is Thursday, the fourth day of October, 2012. Coming up, a libertarian presidential candidate making big waves, trying to get into the debates and filing lawsuits over that. He is going to be joining us, Gary Johnson, coming out in the last 30 minutes of the third hour today. Obviously, the debate is huge news. I've got several articles here where London and Vegas bookies, who had been 2-1 against Romney, have now basically moved about halfway towards Romney, and the money says that if Obama loses the next debate, they're going to be neck and neck, and then if he loses the next one, Romney is going to surge ahead. Again, the thing is theater. It's two pillars of the New World Order. It's two heads on the same ogre. They've got different ties, but they're still there on the same body. They work for the very same interest. But the globalists have to give us some choice. And there are big political machines of the Democratic and Republican parties who hate each other at many levels, who are battling for the levers of control. Whereas the Republican Party operates kind of as the corporate fascist we're against big government. That's why we promote giant government and corporate welfare. And then it expands out from there with the Democrats, who are also corporate fascists but pose as socialist communists, who are just racing ahead with authoritarian activity. And then the Republicans kind of act as a placeholder for them. Whenever the Democrats are out of power, well, the Republicans get back in and then just cement all the gains. And every new administration wants all the new powers that the last criminal administration seized on. And so no one ever gives up any of the power. And so the government just gets bigger and bigger and more arrogant and more out of control. Now, I'm going to get to the debate coming up later in the hour. And I'm going to play clips here on air of Romney, of Obama, some of the moments that I thought were the biggest zingers. And then, of course, in the second hour, we will open the phones up for you to give us your take on all of this. But I began tweeting within 3 or 4 minutes of the debate beginning that Obama looked completely beaten. He looked impotent was the word I used on my Twitter account, Real Alex Jones, twitter.com/Real Alex Jones, for those of you that follow or want to follow us. And I began to send screenshots out of different, you know, shots of both men's faces. Romney was animated, electric, alive, out of the gates, like a champ. He was like Cassius Clay coming out in his debut heavyweight fight and beating the champ. Again, they're puppets. It's a giant show, the greatest show on earth. It's a distraction. It's a diversion. But regardless, it is a game changer now, because it will mean differences in approach if Mitt Romney actually swings the country behind him and the system allows him to win. They may pull out the stops with election fraud. They may engage in an October surprise. Even Sarah Palin said that. We have a video clip of that. Governor Palin said, hey, they're gonna pull some trick. They're going to pull some event. ABC News said Monday there may be an October surprise militarily. Well, I think that October surprise has already started, and that's really our big news today. I'm going to be getting to here in a moment. But here are just some of the headlines. So I began tweeting within 3 minutes of seeing Obama. I said, he looks beat. He looks impotent. He looks flat. He is in big trouble. And I saw tweets coming back at me, responses going, hey, man, I thought you were, you know, against both parties. And hey, man, you know, why don't you shut up? Why don't you, you know, leave Obama alone? Hey, I'm just calling it like I see it. That's why my job's so easy. I just try to tell the truth and tell what I see. And that's what you get. Does it mean that my perspective is always right? No. But throughout the evening, I sent out, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 tweets. What is it, 9 tweets? And I said, this is a game changer. Well, that's what they're saying today. And it's not just the Republicans saying it. CNN poll. Most watchers say Romney, the debate winner. That's CNN. Incumbent debate curse. Barack Obama fails and falls to Mitt Romney. National Journal. Weekly Standard. Romney, the path we're taking is not working. It's time for a new path. Campaign stops. Charles M. Blow from the New York Times. And he goes on to say that Obama absolutely got trounced. Here's another one out of the Hill. Obama camp promises tougher response to Romney in next debate. Politico. First presidential debate Obama hit with left hook on TV, online. Politico says he was destroyed. Philly student told to lose Romney T-shirt or get out. Told it was a KKK shirt. Kicked out of the school. Told not to wear the Romney shirt. Well, all over the country, you can't wear American flag shirts in San Francisco or Dallas, Texas. You're thrown out because it's seen as anti-Mexico. You don't have free speech in this country. Michael Moore to Obama. This is Washington Times. This is what happens when you pick John Kerry as your debate coach. Washington Post, Romney goes on offense, forcing Obama to defend record, says that Obama lost. Real Clear Politics has a video clip of this. Chris Matthews freaks out at Obama. What was he doing? Says he lost. Carville says Mitt Romney came with a chainsaw. Romney lands punches against subdued Obama in first debate. Al Gore comes out and says it's the high altitude of Denver is why Obama looked drugged. Californians watch. Think Romney won clash with Obama in first debate. That's in big scientific Gallup poll. Rasmussen and ABC all show that he trounced Obama. Video potential worry for Obama campaign. And it just goes on and on. So I'll stop. I'll stop right there. I've got even more stacks of this. So listen, it was obvious within minutes that Barack Obama wasn't suffering from altitude sickness at 10,000 feet in Denver, the Mile High City, or 9,000, whatever it is. I've been to Denver many times. I live here in Texas, you know, where I'm at 1,000 feet above sea level. I've been to Denver many times. I feel great. Now, you get up about 15, 16, 18,000 feet, I feel it. The fact is, both men have not been living in the mountains, so that cancels each other out. Obama is arrogant as hell now. Obama is on a power trip and did not like Mitt Romney radiating aggression at him. Romney went in there like a corporate shark, and I've been around those type of guys that are extremely charismatic, and those corporate guys act real calm and real nice till it's time to get a deal done. And then they will come in and just pound you with energy. And that's what Romney was doing, was just beaming hatred at him with a smile on his face the whole time, and Romney absolutely annihilated Obama. You want to know what happened? Romney was radiating corporate hatred and power at Obama. And Obama was absolutely hating it and felt cornered, and so was getting into his presidential arrogance. Now you're not going to get that analysis anywhere else. I know people. I know what I saw. Mitt Romney absolutely dominated and cornered him, just like we saw Bill Clinton do to George Herbert Walker Bush. Remember when Clinton would arrogantly even walk into his space and would even glare at him? That's what was going on last night. People are so primitive and dumbed down in this country, whether you like Obama or not, that all they saw was two chiefs up in front of the tribe at the cave, and Romney was up there physically with his presence dominating Obama. Dominating him. And dominating him verbally and calling him out and saying, my sons, I got five of them. They tell me something over and over again that isn't true. You stop it. He said, you're a little boy. Stop lying. I mean, he's just absolutely dominating him. And I don't think Obama's going to come back from it unless somebody drugs Romney or something, or unless something happens to Romney. It's over. Obama is such a narcissist, and Romney's probably a psychopath, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that it was amazing to watch if you're into human psychology. Now, that said, I'm getting into this later in the hour and next hour in your calls, the clips, all of it, okay? We're going to have a whole big report on that. That said, as fun as it is with the soap opera, that is presidential politics, as fun as it is to focus on the play-by-play, like it's an NFL game or an NHL game, as fun as that is, or the World Series of Baseball, we can learn from it politically and learn how they manipulate us. But other than that, it pales compared to the October surprise. What do we say in the new magazine, the October issue? October surprise, war, ? Well, as I've told you, and there's a big curtain memo, Alex Jones article that we wrote together this morning. It's the top story at Infowars.com right now. War with Iran started 5 years ago. We have all the proof. Now it's leading up to open military confrontation. And Turkey has now started shelling yesterday into today Syria, and the whole thing is getting ready to go sky high, unless politically we do something, and it doesn't look like the establishment is going to stop what's happening. So you notice the economy's melting down as they get ready to flare up this big regional war that many analysts think could lead to World War III. The war already started, folks. We'll be back.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
The globalist CIA puppet Barack Obama meets the corporate vampire, the charming vampire, Count Romney. And Count Romney, well, basically, like Dracula says to Van Helsing, come here, Van Helsing. And that is basically what happened to Obama. Obama was cowed. absolutely cowed. And I love seeing arrogant people cowed, but it was Count Dracula doing it, so it he looks just like a Count Dracula. I mean, folks, dress him up in a black cape with red inside. You got Count Dracula. Come on. He's ready to star right now in movies. Okay, I'm going to shut up right there. Here's the big news. The global meltdown is accelerating. I got a big stack of incredible news. Gold is almost $1,800 an ounce right now. And Turkey, that for 9 months on record, has injected more than 50,000 Saudi Arabian, Pakistani, Afghan, and, of course, North African jihadis, Wahhabists, to slaughter Christians, Jews, and Muslim minority groups. I mean, it's on record. They're blowing up the most ancient markets in the world. I mean, World Heritage Sites. They're blowing up churches. They're throwing people off roofs. They're beheading people. They're making fathers car bomb people, or they kill their whole family. They show up, they line your daughters and sons up and your wife, and this is on record. And they said, we're going to kill them if you don't get in that truck and go drive it into the police department. They had 5 bombings yesterday, 3 more suicide bombings today. And our media is like these suicide bombers are heroes. Our media is like they're fighting Assad. I mean, meanwhile, these are family people. The jihadis have victims driving these bombs in. This come out in the news. I mean, this is so immoral, so evil. And they can only do it because the American people cannot find Syria on a map. What is it, 20-something percent of Americans have a passport? They've done studies every year with university graduates. Most of them can't find Australia on an unmarked map. They give them world maps with the countries cut out, and they don't show the name. They can't find Australia, folks. Many people don't know their state capital. The government runs Al-Qaeda. To overthrow Libya, to engage in black genocide, to sexually mutilate women, put burqas on their heads, blow up the colleges. Any Muslim country that is truly progressive by, quote, modernizing and empowering its people, the globalists put the Saudis in, and it's over. And I'm not even attacking the Sunnis. It's a radical group of Sunnis that the globalists run, that British intelligence set up 100 years ago. And it's all on record. But people are like, what's Saudi Arabia? I just know brown people are over there, so the TSA's got to grab my wife's breast. I mean, it is so crazy, ladies and gentlemen, that for 5 years, the State Department admits, Bush signed an executive order, Obama expanded it, they've had 4 different Al-Qaeda groups and a Kurdish group blowing up military bases, blowing up bridges, blowing up power plants, sabotaging dams, machine gunning people at checkpoints, causing riots, mass killings, and now it leads to chemical plants getting blown up, missile bases being blown up, military bases being blown up. They're clearly dropping 2,000-pound bombs out of B-2 bombers on them. If you look at the wreckage, these aren't car bombs, a lot of them. That's in Iran. The war started 5 years ago, and Kurt Nemo and I went and got mainline articles where they admit, well, you know, the war is already on. People keep asking, when's the Iran war going to start? The CFR says it started last fall. Just like I said, they were going into a hot phase. It's a hot phase when they got 50,000 jihadis, according to the Associated Press, out of Turkey alone, massing there at U.S.-controlled bases, infiltrating into the border. So what does the Russians backing the Syrians do? And I'm not for the Russians or the Syrian government. The point is they're being attacked. They're not one-tenth as bad as Al-Qaeda. So I'm against this war. I'm against it because it's an offensive, premeditated attack. Just like I'm against, even if your neighbor's not a nice guy, going over and beating him in the head with a lead pipe when he's got his back turned. Assault preemptively without someone aggressing at you is out of control. And Syria, the young Assad has tried to work with the West, just like Gaddafi came and invested all the country's money, let in Western companies, said, I'm against Al-Qaeda, I'm against the... They set him up, folks, and stole the Libyan people's money. It's over $50, $60 billion last time I checked. So they double-crossed him. When we get back, we're going to break this down. Folks, the whole Middle East is going up in flames. Right as the world economy melts down, we're going to get into that. All of this on time. What happens when they start collapsing the world currencies and the world reserve currency, the dollar? They start a war as a political diversion. And it's starting to happen. And the average American won't even know there's a war.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here. Blasting out across the AM and FM dial from Dallas, Texas to Chicago, Illinois, from Knoxville, Tennessee to Los Angeles, California, we are here. And simulcasting on XM 166 as well as number one podcast for a radio talk show at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just go to the listen section and find the live streams, the video streams, and also the podcast as well. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live edition. Okay, where to start? Because there is so much news and information to get to today. I want to get into economic news here in about 10 minutes. But first off, let me get back into what's happening and just put it in very calm terms. We are told that we should give up all of our rights and have everything we do be tracked by the NSA illegally because Al-Qaeda is imminently about to murder all of us. We get the official government training manuals and they say that the Homeland Security is really for the American people, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, landowners, private property holders, but number one, returning veterans, says they're terrorists. The manuals badmouth Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Don't believe it, just type in government anti-terror manuals, badmouth founding fathers. You'll get probably 20 different ones. Video clips of them teaching it to police, you name it. The cops nodding their heads. I mean, it's all about authority. The federal God says anything pro-America is bad. Anything that you would expect to see in Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany or communist China or communist Cuba, anything authoritarian, it's good and called security. Anything that's basic freedom is called bad and extreme. The new Army manual that for Army intelligence operating domestically that Wired magazine reported on a few days ago says if you don't trust the government or you think mainline ideologies are a fraud, you are a terrorist. I mean, imagine a movie 50 years ago, a science fiction movie, where in the future in America, children hand scan to buy and sell, cameras watch you in the bathroom. Publicly, there are government documents where they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. And world governments being announced run by foreign banks. You'd say, man, that'll never happen. That's a crazy movie. And now they're just getting started. So here's the deal. We're told we got to end our freedom for, quote, security, which is really the insecurity of a tyranny, because of Al-Qaeda. And then meanwhile, our so-called government, which brags it's been taken over by foreign banks, the Army and Navy War College, Professor Thomas Barnett on C-SPAN lecturing to the war colleges, says the military works for foreign banks and Wall Street. I mean, it's not debated. They brag everywhere that they've conquered us. They put their boot on our chest, spit in our face, tell us we're slaves, announce world government. And if we say, I don't want to be under your unelected world government, they go, hey, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, we got a racist here. Yeah, there's no world government run by banks, and if you say it, you are racist. And if you don't like government health care, you're a racist. Or, I mean, this is what it's come down to now. And they only get away with it because the general public does not know which end is up. Not because they're inherently stupid, but because they've been raised as spectators to just watch TV, entertain themselves. They're decadent. And they've been poisoned, so the IQ is lowered somewhat. But still, they can get it. But they are so lazy, they have a cognitive dissonance, learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome response, normalcy bias, where they attack. When you're like, hey, they're setting checkpoints up down the highway with the TSA, that they're not even sworn officers. Plus, it's a 10th Amendment violation of states' rights, and it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, too. It's very dangerous. You know, dangerous third world countries have checkpoints, and they're like, oh, yeah, conspiracy theorist. See, when the TSA has told people on video, you've seen the videos, that when they're being groped, hey, I don't like you grabbing my genitals. Oh, what's wrong, conspiracy theorist? See, now even having a view and saying, I like red sauce on my linguine instead of cream sauce. Oh, well, we're serving cream sauce, and if you don't like that, you're a conspiracy theorist. See, now having any opinion, you're supposed to just be told what the new reality is, as Karl Rove told the New York Times and Washington Post at a cocktail party. If you never read the quotes, just type in Karl Rove, History's Actors. He'll give you the full quote. Where he says, it doesn't matter what reality is, we'll just tell you what the new reality is day to day, and you will dutifully report on it. Because we control reality now. Is that clear? And you're supposed to sit here and go, okay, so I'm supposed to get my rights up because of Al-Qaeda, but then our government founded Al-Qaeda, runs Al-Qaeda, still runs Al-Qaeda, and is turning Al-Qaeda loose to go in and just murder Muslim minority groups, Christians, Jews, blowing up churches, throwing fathers, Christians off bridges and houses and churches, desecrating churches, desecrating crosses, dressing up in Orthodox priest robes, defecating on the altar, blowing up things, murdering people, and Turkey and, well, they've got jihadi infiltrators out of Iraq that the West is sending in. They're sending them out of Turkey and out of Jordan that they're sending in over into Turkey. And it's all on record. And the Council on Foreign Relations says Al-Qaeda is good now. We quote, need Al-Qaeda. That was 2 months ago. And they've been attacking for 9 months. And they're blowing up the ancient churches and ancient synagogues and ancient mosques. And they're blowing up the ancient, burning down the ancient giant, oldest grocery store in the world. It's been blown up, totally blown up and burned, and they're just murdering from all sides, and Turkey is now shelling Syria. And I'm supposed to get behind Al-Qaeda because the government now says, you know, that Syria is a bad guy. And Al-Qaeda has said they're going to kill all Jews and expel all Christians. And then now I'm anti-Semitic if I don't want them to kill all the Jews. I mean, it's just the doggonedest thing, because the public doesn't know where Syria is. The public doesn't know anything. And we're going to get hurt so bad, folks. The Globalist 12 years ago, it was in Bloomberg and AP, took all the death benefits of U.S. troops from World War III through to today. They've been paying in their whole life to a death benefit. They die, the widow gets nothing. They're now taking private bank accounts everywhere and giving it to mega banks, and courts are ruling they can do it. Folks, we're in trouble. They intend to enforce all this at the barrel of a gun. As Mao Zedong said, political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. We've been conquered by foreign, ruthless banks whose ideology is population reduction. Look at these headlines. War with Iran started 5 years ago. Infowars.com. Assault on Syria matches Brookings Institution regime change strategy. Leaked World Bank demographer. Vaccination campaign part of population reduction policy. And it's all admitted how the vaccines are killing and sterilizing people with their admissions. Oh, look, they're admitting they're killing us with this, and they have Bill Gates admitting it on video. And it's like, oh, sure, that would be on the news if it was true. Is it on the news that your five-year-old just got diagnosed with cancer? You're 30 years old. You just married a 26-year-old woman. You love her. She just got diagnosed with, colon cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer? Which is it? Your 35-year-old husband just got diagnosed with lung cancer, doesn't smoke? Folks, they're murdering us. You think they're just going to murder the Syrians or murder the Iraqis or murder... Murder, 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 murder. The whole world is under attack. Soft kill, covert operations. The government ships in drugs on record. It's pure evil. And now they're gearing up to start these big wars. People ask, why are you still on the air then? Because they think you're so stupid, this doesn't even matter. But they're not as arrogant as to know if they start rounding everybody up now, it may backfire on them. They want to get big wars and financial collapse in place first and have crime rates explode and society degenerates, so you beg for people to be shut down before they go ahead with it. They want a UN law. You can't criticize anybody or any religion. That's all being promoted right now. So here's the headlines. Turkish artillery strikes on Syria continue for second day. Herats. Oh, Alex, you're fear-mongering. Where are the new wars? I don't know. Libya, Syria, Pakistan, Iran, blowing up whole military bases. Strait of Hormuz, the navies of 20-plus countries all massing. I don't know. I mean, you know, they tell us the recession ended 4 years ago, but every private metric, shadow stats, you name it, says we've been in a depression for 4 years. They're just rioting all over Europe, raiding grocery stores. They've got riots all over the U.S., malls being taken over, gas stations being taken over. But the media keeps it, you know, quiet, so it's not a big deal. 60,000 dead on the U.S.-Mexico border the last 5 years. Oh, Mexico's not in a depression. It's a nice place. Go vacation. They've learned if they don't call something a war, it's not a war. They don't call something a depression, it's not a depression. They play shamanical games with you. You got almost 50 million people on food stamps, over 160 million people on welfare one way or the other. Can you imagine the Great Depression, 49 million people in soup kitchen lines every day? That image? Well, now they just get cards. It's all being launched to bring in the world government, and the world government is being announced right now. Voice of America, Turkey strikes Syria. Turkey authorizes military action in Syria. after mortar attack that killed civilians. They've got infiltrating, and they're there with the Russian troops. It's confirmed now they killed that Russian general. It's a proxy war. U.S. and NATO and Israeli and Turkish-trained jihadi al-Qaeda people with black al-Qaeda flags, black uniforms. They make up at least half the fighters, are infiltrating the border, and so the Russians and the Syrians are there battling them, and now Syria has got big guns up, lining up, and Turkey has got big guns lined up, firing into Syria right now. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, that's not a war. Where's the war, Alex? Where is it? You've got to go read Kurt Nemo's article with Alex Jones. I contributed to it. War with Iran started 5 years ago. You've got to go read this. I'll cover it after I get into the debate news and economic news. But it's on. It's on, man. Turkey attempts to trigger war with Syria. Attempts to trigger it? I mean, it's on. They're attacking them. See, now they didn't call Korea a war, so it wasn't a war. What did we just lose? How many tens of thousands of troops? What did we lose in Korea? It was like 100,000 or something? That's not a war, because, hey, Obama's a Peace Prize winner. That attack on Libya, that wasn't a war. 40,000+ dead, that's not a war. Turkey's prime minister office says Turkish artillery fired on Syria. Firing continues. Assault on Syria matches Brookings Institute regime change. Al-Qaeda responsible for 4 attacks on U.S. embassies in September. But our government runs Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, they've got admitted attacks, military, you name it, blowing up major buildings every week in Iran, and that's not war. Here's the economic news, and we're going to get more into this with Ted Anderson right now. Weekly job claims edge higher, progress still slight. CNBC orders to U.S. factories plunge on airplanes, computers, refinery problems, and California gas prices skyrocketing to $4.15. Fed easing, no, it's dollar devaluation and speculation. Fed easing has little impact so far. Fed out of bullets. Portugal announces enormous tax rises. Spain, after tax hikes, revenue tumbles. CNBC, they know when they raise taxes, revenue tumbles. That's the plan. You think California didn't know when they raised taxes 2 years ago wouldn't plunge everything? They want to plunge it. It's economic warfare. Warnings that massive stock market crash is imminent. Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog at InfoWars.com. U.S. added more debt Monday than there was from 1776 through Pearl Harbor. New privacy fears as Facebook begins selling personal access to companies to boost ailing profits. A rare occurrence in the Saudi currency market tells you that trouble is brewing in the Middle East. Brewing? How about it's exploded? Like you walk in and your teenage daughter, you know, 16-year-old daughter's in bed with 5 guys. You think she might be going a little wild. It's like coming home and your teenage son's got heroin needles jammed in his arm. You think Billy might be in a little trouble. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here. Ted, gold's what's almost gone up to $1,800 today. They're saying quantitative easing's behind that. Unlimited quantitative easing, $80+ billion a month given to the private banks. The banks are announcing record profits again off our tax money. We've got to pay back. But the media says we're lazy and that taxpayers need to pay more. And Romney said last night, hey, I'm not going to cut a bunch of taxes to Obama. So there you go. If they slash taxes, revenue would explode. What, Kennedy cut the one tax bracket by 50%, the other tax bracket by 35%. Tax receipts more than doubled. Why can't they do what JFK did, Ted Anderson?
Well, you know, reducing taxes does raise revenue for the government, but it's political suicide. Plus, also, like you, I believe that they're trying to drive this thing right through the floor. It's getting so obvious now, it's not even funny. This morning, when I started looking at gold, gold hit $1,800 an ounce in Europe in the futures market. So far today, the spot price of gold, $1,796.20 at its high. I mean, it's melting apart. Mario Draghi, the president of the central bank in Europe, started talking about the $367,000 jobless claim in the United States that was just announced, and the gold prices just started to rise like crazy. Germany right now is considering a gold standard to get away from the United States' inflation. You know, right now we're in this QE4 or QE3, and we're just driving the value of our currency right through the floor. The way that they describe it is, here's how they say it. It says, gold is money, according to the Dutch Bank, says it would go further, however, to argue that it could be characterized as good money as opposed to bad money, which would be represented by many of today's fiat currencies. And then he's talking about good money leaving the countries and disappearing into hordes, while the bad money comes in by the bucket falls. You know?
Exactly. Translate that, Ted. The elite are buying gold, farmland, firearm stocks, military stocks, and exiting basically everything else, raw material stocks, but exiting everything else while they pump the world with devalued crud, because they know what the effect's going to be, hyperinflation.
Oh, absolutely. You can see all the central banks moving into gold, and you can see all the elite. As a matter of fact, George Soros himself has been moving into gold. The people who know what's going on are getting into gold. Then they're telling the general people, the common folk, you know, you stick with the money, stick with the currency, stay away from gold and silver. It's not good for you. It's only good for us. Let me tell you something. We're like sitting on the Titanic, and the captain is saying, hey, mayday, put on a life preserver. We're going down. That's what's happening in the United States.
And the bankers
right
are
now
saying, you don't want to get in that lifeboat. You stay over there. We're getting in it, but you don't get in it. You're like, but you're getting in it. That's a conspiracy theory. Yes, I'm getting in it. Conspiracy. And we just stand and go, okay, conspiracy.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes, since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Second hour, In the hour coming up, I'm going to play clips of the debates, break that down, take your phone calls. We'll continue with other world news and incredible Big Brother and population reduction vaccine poisoning news. Big breaking news there. Kurt Nimmo's article is up at Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo, Alex Jones. War with Iran started 5 years ago, but then it breaks down how the wider hot war is just slowly escalating in front of us. But it's like if you have a gas top stove like I do, and it goes from 1 to 10. 1 is simmer, 10 is on full flame. Yeah, 5 years ago it was on 1 flame. And then 4 years ago it was on 3 flames. And then 2 years ago it was on 5-6 flames. It's now up to like 7-8 flames, and they're turning it up. People are like, where's the war? I don't know. Drones bombing everybody, huge proxy wars, Turkey shelling Syria, U.S. troops, they're massed. I've got family in the military, all been sent over to the Middle East, told get ready for huge war. It's already going on, and it's happening right as all Hades breaks loose. Now, I got Ted up here, obviously, with 30-plus years in gold and silver, 15-plus with Midas Resources. I just bought some gold and silver from Ted just Monday. And I'm not selling the gold I bought it, $300 an ounce. And I'm not selling the silver I bought it, $5 an ounce from Midas Resources 12 years ago. And I know it's a steal at the price I'm getting it, in my view, because I know global devaluation is accelerating. There's a pitch here, but it doesn't really support the network. It's a loss leader, but you can get two silver dollars of just a beautiful make. Ted can tell you about that. For $72, that's at cost. Ted bought them when they were lower, so that's how I can do that now. With Obama Deception, American Dream film exposing the Federal Reserve and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, incredible, and Dishonest Money, an amazing book that we also sell for $19.95 at Infowars.com. That's free. Two films and a book free with the two silver dollars. So go check that out at MidasResources.com, or there's a banner on Infowars.com. Ted, I mean, the point is people need to get into gold and silver, in my view. And, I mean, I only promote what I believe in. That's one reason we're so popular, is I promoted things that have been successful because I do my research. What I do, I tell people to do. I mean, that's win, win, win. That's what a Christian does. But expanding on this, I know that you've sold out of most of the gold and silver you bought months ago. So what's the silver and gold at price-wise? I know that's how you pass on these savings to people for what it is today. And when are your prices going up? And briefly, because we're about to go to break, what are some of the gold and silver super radio specials people can call 800-686-2237 and get?
Well, I mean, obviously, the best deal I have is the one that you described. $72 gets you a book, two videos, two silver dollars. You're not going to beat that anywhere. I mean, you can't buy the two silver dollars for that anymore. Price of silver has gone up to $35 plus an ounce now. So you're just, they're not available. But we do have many other great offers. And right now, presently, you can pick up the Frank coin at $388, the Walking Liberty half. Very affordable. One of my favorites for everyone out there, $1707. We have the Lakota Nation coin. People still love that. It's at $43. There's just a lot of things. Some of you are very concerned about gold confiscation. It's a controversial issue, I realize, but we carry the $20 liberties at $21.54. For those of you who like the bullion, which I love as well, currently right now the Canadian Maple Leaf is at $19.57.
I bought buffaloes and pesos, as you know, Ted.
Yeah.
I like Mexican pesos. It's the most gorgeous coin I've ever seen, but I just bought some buffaloes, and again, those are non-confiscatable under the different rulings, and that's why it's important. Yo, Ted, stay there. I want you to explain confiscatable versus non-confiscatable. People are like, oh, come on, they're not going to confiscate again. Oh, really? They confiscated from my great-grandpa in 1933. Of course, he didn't turn it in because he was a Texan and American. But a lot of other sheep did. I want to, but now it's actually starting. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.